Central New York is preparing for more electric vehicles on the roads in the near future. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Chevrolet's promising it will deliver an affordable electric vehicle with a 200-mile range to showrooms by the end of this year. Other electric vehicle producers are expected to follow suit as well. So with the potential of more of these cars hitting the highway, Central New York's Regional Planning and Development Board is getting ready.
We've been finishing up a regional plan for charging stations in additional areas that would help drivers deal with the range anxiety that they often have.
Energy Management Program Manager Chris Carrick figures there are probably about 500 electric vehicles right now in the five-county Central New York area. They rely on a smattering of charging stations in downtown Syracuse and some area malls. But if more people buy these cars, which will be in the $30,000 range, including federal incentives, more charging stations would make the prospect of owning them more appealing.
It's a chicken and egg problem, like a lot of these clean energy technologies. You need to have a certain amount of infrastructure in place in order to have the technology, but it's hard to make a case for putting the infrastructure in place when you don't have a lot of users.
They're scouting some locations in Syracuse, DeWitt, Clay, Camillus, and Fayetteville, areas where demographics suggest more people would own electric vehicles. Albany wants to triple the number of electric cars on the road to 40,000 in the next 2 or 3 years. Carrick says that's vital if the state's going to reach its ambitious climate and greenhouse gas goals.
We just simply cannot meet our energy and environmental goals by installing solar and retrofitting buildings. It's not enough because about 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions come from transportation, and the majority of that is from single passenger vehicles.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.